And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
When Lazarus was taken sick and death knocked at his door, his sisters wondered what to do and sent unto the Lord. They knew if only he would come, their brother wouldn't die. And as they waited night and day, this was their mournful cry.
Somebody go get Jesus, Lazarus is sick. Somebody go get the master, they better go get him quick.
His body's growing weak, we don't know what else to try.
Somebody go get Jesus, or Lazarus will die.
There was a certain ruler, Jairus was his name. His little girl was dying, her body racked in pain. He'd done as much as he could do, she still grew weak and cold. She was his only daughter, and only 12 years old.
They said, somebody go get Jesus, this precious child is sick. Somebody go get the master, they better go get him quick.
Her body's growing weak, we don't know what else to try.
Somebody go get Jesus, this little girl may die.
They've opened up the government doors, and look who walked inside. A bunch of money-hungry thieves who cheat and steal and lie. There's wickedness in high places, no morality. Is this a nation under God, or did it used to be?
Somebody go get Jesus, America is sick. Somebody go get the master, they better go get him quick.
Our country's growing weaker, they don't know what else to try.
Somebody go get Jesus, America may die. Somebody go get Jesus, America may die.
The Troy Burns family, Somebody Go Get Jesus. That's a mighty fine song with a good message in it. Hope you enjoyed it right here on It's Gospel Time. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone. Going to be around here with you for a little while. Thank you so much for taking your time each week to turn in. And I hope that the program today is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Thank you so much for your prayers. Always need your prayers. Been battling with some throat issues now for weeks, and kind of settled into a bronchitis, and we would ask you to please keep me in your prayers. That would be greatly appreciated, and I mean that from the very depths of my heart. Need your prayers all the time, every time you pray, if you could and would. And if not, just pray for me when it crosses your mind, but always need prayer. Well, let me say thanks again for being along with us, and let me encourage you to be found faithful to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. Now, if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area and would like to come to go to church with us, give me a call, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Right there in Asheville, North Carolina. All right, friends, we're going to go and look into the Word of God today, and we're in the book of the Revelation, And I believe that we're in the very end of time. I realize a lot of folk thinks we got plenty of time left. But looking at the world situation, looking at the Word of God, I believe we're nearing the end of time. But just in case the Lord don't come soon for His people collectively, well, I'm on the short end of my journey anyway, and many of you may be too. And it feels pretty good to know we're on the short end of that journey. But getting closer home all the time. Revelation chapter 16, we'll begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scorby is reading for us from the King James Version of the Bible.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds.
The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, "Enter, my good faithful servant." The family who prays never shall part. Satan has parted fathers and mothers, filling their hearts with his envy and hate, heading their pathways down to destruction, leaving their children like orphans to stray. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, "Enter, my good faithful servant." The family who prays never shall part. Tornadoes are taking our loved ones, leaving us tearful with sad aching hearts, but we shall join them over the river, where the family who prays never shall part. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, "Enter, my good faithful servant." The family.
only who prays never shall pause.
That's some beautiful singing by George and Brooke Buckner, neighbors of mine. Boy, they do a good job, and that's a good song, The Family Who Prays. Well, I'm sure glad I had a praying mama and a praying daddy. And you know what? Here it is, Mother's Day a week, and I miss my mom. I really do. You say, well, you're an old man. You shouldn't be missing your mama. Well, I may be an old man, but I miss my mama. But there is coming a day, I want you to know, that we'll be reunited again one of these days. Here's Locust Ridge to sing us a good song called What a Happy Day.
The end of time is nearing, all the signs are falling in place. Very soon the trump of God will be hearing, and in the eastern sky we'll see Jesus' face. Oh, what a day, happy day that will be, when the joy of my salvation is complete. Perfect peace throughout eternity, giving praises to the King of Calvary. In my heart there is a desire for a peace that I have never known. All my hope is now reaching higher, for heaven soon will be my home. Oh, what a day, happy day that will be, when the joy of my salvation is complete. Perfect peace throughout eternity, giving praises to the King of Calvary. What a day, happy day that will be, when the joy of my salvation is complete. Perfect peace throughout eternity, giving praises to the King of Calvary. Giving praises to the King of Calvary.
Well, that's a good song. Locust Ridge, over from East Tennessee area around Sevierville, Tennessee. Those fellas do a good job, and I hope you enjoyed that song. What a happy day. Friend, it's so important that we be ready when the Lord comes. You don't have to be old or sick to die. In the last few years, I've conducted more funerals than I've actually been able to keep numbers of. I say that sincerely. And even recently been doing a lot of funerals, and some people I know, some that I don't know, but we're all going out, and I promise you, folk that have gone out to meet God, if they went to heaven, they want you to come there, so they'd want somebody to tell you the truth. And if those people went to hell, they don't want you to come there, and they'd want somebody to tell you the truth to get ready to meet the Lord, because death is sure, and it's life that's uncertain. What a happy day. All right, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around with us. We'll be back right after this.